Ross Powers received his first snowboard when he was 8 years old. He went outside and tried it out, even though the weather was rainy. The very next year, Powers was already competing in his first U.S. Open competition with members of his fourth grade class watching. Powers became a world snowboarding champion before his 18th birthday, so it was little surprise that he became an Olympic gold medalist, leading a U.S. podium sweep in the men's halfpipe event at the 2002 Salt Lake Games. Powers says he is amazed at how quickly the sport has evolved from a mere sideshow to a premier Olympic event.
From the 98 Olympics to now, in 98 we were kind of pushed aside. We were way up in the mountains. We competed during the rain. It was the best two runs combined, so people weren't going for it as much. And I mean, after in the 2002 Olympics, where best one run out of two, perfect half pipe, biggest crowds we've ever seen, and more one of the sports to watch at the Olympics. And now going to 2006 after the show in 2002, I think, snowboarding is definitely one of the biggest sports to watch.
Powers says he reached the pinnacle of snowboarding when the sport itself came of age at the previous Winter Olympics.
I think 2002 showed what snowboarding was all about and kind of brought our sport to the next level. So I think, now everyone's excited about snowboarding, and I feel like we're just like everyone else in the Olympics.
Not only has half-pipe snowboarding gained huge popularity in the past few years, but the way the athletes are judged has also changed. Powers describes some of the main differences between 2002 and the Turin Olympics next month.
They changed it up since the 2002 Olympics. Back then, they judged you on five different things, one being amplitude, one being rotations, and all that kind of stuff. And this year, they're just it's five judges, overall impression, and you just have to do one straight air. So, it's definitely going to be a little bit different and kind of weird not having a criteria, but I think whoever's going to ride the best that day is going to win.
As in 2002, snowboarder Ross Powers will lead a very strong American men's halfpipe team at the Turin Winter Games, a team that is perhaps the best in the world. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.